Okay, so for today's learning of Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we talk about a detail within the laws of Shehiyah on Shabbos. What's Shehiyah? So yesterday we already introduced this limud of Shehiyah, and it's one of the Isurim D'Rabbanan of Shabbos. So technically speaking from a D'Oraisa standpoint, if a person puts a pot on the fire from before Shabbos, it should be allowed to have it continue to cook on Shabbos itself. You're not actively cooking on Shabbos. You already started the process before Shabbos. It's continuing to cook on the fire on Shabbos. It should be permissible on Shabbos to do this, and there should be no need for a blech or anything else to mitigate any concern because it's not cooking. Chazal instituted an Isser D'Rabbanan called Shehiyah. What does that mean, Shehiyah? It means that in many cases we say that you can't just put a pot on the fire from before Shabbos and let it continue to simmer and let it continue to cook on Shabbos itself because of a rabbinic concern. Shema yechate begecholim. You might come to stoke the coals. You might come to accelerate the cooking process to have it cook quicker. And therefore, we don't want you touching the flames and adjusting the fire. And therefore, we say you may not leave the food on the fire from before Shabbos even if you're not going to touch it on Shabbos, because you might forget yourself and inadvertently accelerate the cooking process. And therefore we say you can only do Shehiyah on Shabbos if you have some type of blech. It's called Garif HaKatum. Either you remove the coals or you cover the coals, which is what a blech is. And in this way, you do two things. You remind yourself in a visual way not to stoke the coals, not to adjust the flame, and also you show that because you're reducing the intensity of the heat by putting on the blech, so we're not concerned you're going to do the opposite thing, which is to accelerate and intensify the cooking process. Okay, so that's the concept of a blech. And yesterday we learned that there is actually a machlekes, and according to some opinions, we paskin like the shita of Chananya, which means that there is a shita that holds that once the food is already a third cooked before Shabbos, you don't have a concern of Shehiyah, and you don't even need a blech. You don't need even a blech because there's no concern of Shehiyah. There's no concern of Shabbos Yechatu B'Cholim. It's already somewhat cooked. It's somewhat edible. It's already a third cooked. Maybe there's no concern of Shehiyah once the food is cooked to the point of K'maychol Ben Drusoy, which is a third cooked at the onset of Shabbos. L'chatchila, we don't rely on this. L'chatchila, we say you must have a blech unless the food is totally 100% ready to eat. And if it would continue to cook, it wouldn't be good for it. But there is an opinion that we rely on, at least b'diyevet or b'shasat chak, that once it's cooked to the point of k'maychol ben drusoy at the onset of Shabbos, you don't have the necessity of a blech. Okay? So in today's limud, we learn about another kula, and that is the kula called kidr chaisa. What does that mean? This means that if raw meat is in the pot, and you place the raw meat in the pot before Shabbos, and it's immediately before sunset, before Shkia. In other words, right before Shabbos kicks in, you put the raw meat in a pot. The halacha is, says the Gemara, since it's impossible for the food to be ready in time for the Friday night meal, because it's raw and it was placed raw right before Shabbos onto the fire, there's no concern you're going to be mechate b'cholim and make it accelerate so that it could be ready on Friday, because anyways it won't be ready on Friday. It's anyways only going to be ready on Shabbos morning, and that doesn't need your input, your acceleration. And therefore, the kula is that you don't need a blech if you're doing Shehiyah by Kidr Chaisa, since it's a raw meat and it's going to take a long time to cook anyways, and anyways not going to be ready for the Friday night meal. There's no concern of Yechate B'Cholim, and if it's Kidr Chaisa, if it's raw meat or there's a raw piece of meat and it's being placed right before Shkia, then it's mutter, you don't need a blech because there's no concern that you'll be mechate b'cholim to accelerate the process of its cooking, since anyways it's not going to be ready for Friday night meal. Now, the Paiskim already point out that in today's modern ovens, you generally do not have this heter, because in general, if you have a regular oven and most foods being in the oven can be ready on Friday night meal, even if it's placed right before Shabbos and it's raw. So therefore, you don't have this p'tor, because there is a concern of Shemiyachat B'Cholim. However, this leniency would apply to many slow cookers. If it's in a crock pot and it actually cooks very slowly, then it would be permissible to put raw meat in a slow cooker without a blech right before Shabbos, provided that you're 100% certain that the food won't be ready for the Friday night meal, okay? So this is the kula of Kiddush Chaisa. It doesn't apply in a regular case, but it does potentially apply to a slow cooker, like a crock pot. Most crock pots, or many crock pots, have this status of a slow cooker where it's slow enough that it's not going to be ready for the Friday meal anyways if there's something raw that's placed immediately before Shabbos, and that would be the heter of Kiddush Chaisa. The heter of Kiddush Chaisa, in general, a person should be very wary to rely on halacha lemaisa. And the reason is because many people, even if they decide I'm going to put something raw in right before Shabbos, but they have to be wary that their Shabbos is not necessarily Shkia. They're making early Shabbos. So even if they're putting it in before their Shabbos, if by the time it's actual Shabbos, meaning actual Shkia, it's already going to be well on its way to being cooked, then it's going to be a problem. So it's only if you're actually having it placed in, on the fire in a way where before the actual, before Shkia, it's still going to be raw. It's still going to be very far from being cooked and being ready for the Friday night meal. But in truth, this is actually the subject of a machlekes. In other words, what we're raising is a very important issue. When we say that there's a heter of Kiddush Chaisa, that you could rely on this kula and have something raw placed into the pot right before Shabbos, so it's anyways not going to be ready for the Friday night meal, and therefore there's no concern that you're going to accelerate the process to have it cook quicker, because anyways it's only going to be ready for Shabbos morning, and you don't need the chitoy for Shabbos morning, so you don't need a blech. If it's Kiddush Chaisa, if it's a raw piece of meat or a raw dish that's going into the crock pot, which is a slow cooker, right before Shabbos. The question is, what do we mean when we say that it's raw at the beginning of Shabbos? Do we mean at the beginning of your Shabbos, when you are Mekabel Shabbos? Or do we mean actual Shkia, the onset of the actual day of Shabbos? Because many people are Mekabel Shabbos early, and they accept upon their Shabbos at an earlier time than actual Shkia. So the question is, if I'm placing something that's going to be raw at the onset of my Shabbos, but by the time actual Shkia comes, it's already not raw, and it's well on its way to being cooked, do I still have this leniency of Kiddush Chaisa? That's the Shaila. The Shita of the Tolda Shmuel happens to be lenient, and he holds that it doesn't depend on actual Shkia, it depends on your personal Kabbalah Shabbos. So as long as the food is raw, right when you're Mekabel Shabbos, so even if by the time Shkia comes, it's on its way to being cooked, you still will have the leniency of Kiddush Chaisa. That's the opinion of the Tolda Shmuel, which would be a major kula, because then even today, if you have a slow cooker and you're putting something raw, a raw piece of meat, into the slow cooker right before your Mekabel Shabbos, then you have the heter of Kiddush Chaisa. If it's anyways not going to be ready for the Friday night meal, and therefore you don't need a blech. And you don't need to line it with silver foil or whatever accomplishment a blech is used in as it relates to a crock pot. However, not all Paiskim agree. And the Shvisas HaShabbos and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say no, it depends on Shkia. And therefore, you're going to have a problem if it's raw when you're Mekabel Shabbos, if by the time actual Shkia comes, it's already on its way to being cooked and it's not raw anymore. And therefore, the Paiskim basically dispute exactly what we mean when we say the onset of Shabbos regarding this halacha, and that's why it's best to try to avoid this heter, because there are Paiskim that say that it's not dependent on your Kabbalah Shabbos, it's dependent on Shkia, and therefore you would only rely on it if you're actually being Mekabel Shabbos very close to Shkia. But if there's a Shas HaTzorich, if it's difficult or whatever, then you could rely on the Tolda Shmuel's opinion that it depends on your Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore whenever you're Mekabel Shabbos, if it's raw at that point and you know it's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal, then you'd be able to be baked on that case.